Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, Vermont became the first state in the nation to ban the method of underground natural gas extraction known as fracking. That's even though there are no known underground gas reserves there. Might other states follow? The Burlington Free Press reports that some officials in Michigan are interested, even though the American Petroleum Institute thinks Vermont's new anti-fracking law may be unconstitutional. Fracking is a hot topic in many parts of the country, of course. On Tuesday, the city of Loveland, Colorado, became one of the latest communities to ban it due to environmental concerns. But on Wednesday, a legislative commission in North Carolina recommended that lawmakers there vote this summer on a bill to legalize fracking. Joining us on the line is Abram Lustgarten, a reporter for ProPublica who covers fracking. Abram, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Abram, because Vermont is not believed to have any underground gas reserves, it seems like its fracking ban is largely symbolic. Do you think it sends any kind of a message or a guide to other states, or should we not read very much into it?
Well, I think it says that such a ban is possible. My personal opinion is it's unlikely to happen in too many other states. You'll see drilling activity begin in places like Illinois, North Carolina, down the eastern seaboard. But I think that the states that have resources that stand to gain from the economic benefits of exploration are going to go towards something like an all-out ban much more cautiously. It may be impractical in those places.
The American Petroleum Institute, as we mentioned, has spoken up in saying it thinks that what Vermont did is unconstitutional. Do you think that API weighed in out of concern that it could start a domino effect of other bans?
Well, I'm no constitutional expert in the law, but I find the argument incredibly ironic because for years, API's argument and the oil industry's argument has been that regulations need to be debated at the state level. That's exactly what Vermont has done in this case, and it's exactly explicitly what the API has said should happen in cases across the country.
Abram, you've also been covering in Pennsylvania legal challenges to that state's new drilling law. This is a law that critics say makes it harder for local government to regulate the oil and gas industries. That got us wondering, what kind of approval or permitting do gas companies need before they can start fracking somewhere? So can they just move right in after landowners sign over rights to them?
Well, that's dependent on what state laws allow. Pennsylvania allows oil and gas development and allows fracking. What happens at a local level is the subject of great debate and a couple upcoming court fights. And as you mentioned, there's Act 13 in Pennsylvania. Court hearings will begin on June 6th to decide whether the act has removed authority from municipalities unnecessarily. A number of local governments have challenged the law. In New York State, a local municipality, Dryden, New York, challenged successfully their right to create a zoning ban against fracking. You're going to see arguments like this up and down West Virginia, Virginia, perhaps in North Carolina as well. But it's a lot more ambiguous than what Vermont has done at the state level. It's very clear that state governments have the authority to regulate how mineral resources are extracted. It's still to be decided whether that can happen at the local level.
Any other states you're keeping an eye on that you think is worth mentioning?
Well, you know, we said years ago this is a national issue, and you are seeing it emerge now in states that weren't part of the discussion. Maryland, for one. I mentioned Illinois. I'm hearing that leases are being bought up quite aggressively across Illinois. I think you'll see more around the Great Lakes, more activity in Michigan. Gas prices are at historical lows right now. If they come up just a little bit, you're going to see a really aggressive push into those states and probably a few more as well.
We mentioned earlier that North Carolina lawmakers are expected to vote this summer on a bill to legalize fracking. Do you have a sense of what the outcome of that vote will be?
I don't. I was recently speaking with several officials in the state's environment office about the program. And it's interesting because North Carolina had significant geological problems with a process of underground waste injection going back several decades. And they outlawed underground waste injection at the time, out of concern that fluids or contaminants could migrate underground. So again, it's a bit of a reversal or a loss of perspective that they're considering this law now. The bill that's currently on the table proposes a two-year moratorium, sort of like New York State has waded into this issue very slowly, would allow them 2 years to create an oil and gas division, which they don't currently have, and then to establish regulations that would, in their hopes, allow drilling to progress safely.
Abram Lustgarten is a reporter for ProPublica who covers fracking. Abram, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.